Okay, we are beginning now the parak of Cheskes Habatim. It's a very long parak. It's like 30 vlot more. It's also a very, very yesodistic parak that deals with basically chazaka, all about chazaka. So the parak, we can start the Mishnah, and then we'll have to stop to give an introduction. The Mishnah says Cheskes Habatim, a chazaka. Who owns a house? It's a funny way to start a parak. Cheskes Habatim, the chazaka, who owns a house, or boros, or pits, or sichin, or different kinds of pits, or maoros, other kinds of caves, hashavachos, or a dovecote, hamachertos, or a bathhouse, or beis habadin, or a press, or beis hashlachin. What's a beis hashlachin? A different kind of a field. What? Irrigated fields, va'avadim, or slaves, v'chol shehu oseh peiros tadir, or anything that has fruit on a consistent basis, on a daily basis. Cheskasan shalosh shanim miyom liyom. The chazaka is 3 years from day to day. So, for example, if I come over to you and say, "What are you doing in my house?" My house. And you say, "What do you mean? I'm living in the house. I bought it from you." I say, "No, you didn't. You stole my house." The halacha is, you have to have proof that you've been living in the house for 3 years. It's a very Shem Mishnah. You have to have the chazaka for 3 years. Now, if I say to you, "What are you doing with my shirt? You're wearing my shirt." You say, "No, it's not. It's my shirt. I bought it from you, remember?" What's the halacha? You have to prove you had the shirt for 3 years? No. Hamotzi mechaver ol v'raya. The question that we must ask before we even go one step further is, why is karka different than metaltolin? When it comes to metaltolin, the halacha is, hamotzi mechaver ol v'raya, you want to take the metaltolin away from me, you prove it's mine. You prove it's yours. You don't prove it's yours, you're not getting it. When it comes to land, the original owner, we'll call him the marakama, the original owner will beat the guy who's living in the land. He's called the mukhsar. He's sitting in the house. The marakama will beat him unless he brings a raya that he's been living here for 3 years. Once it's 3 years, we're going to see. Today we're going to do one approach, but it's a very difficult approach. The whole daf is impossible to understand. On a superficial level, it's going to take 5 minutes. It's going to take 5 minutes to do the daf. On a superficial level, what's really going on behind the scenes? The Ramban throws up his hand. The Ramban says, "I just don't understand the daf." If the Ramban doesn't understand it, we're not going to do much better than him. It's very difficult daf to understand what the nitty-gritty of the daf is. But one of the approaches is, listen, you sat for 3 years and watched your friend sit in the house. Now you wake up with a taina. Come on. Now you woke up. That's a little bit ridiculous. Right? Basically, it's a waiver. For 3 years he sat around. As a matter of fact...
There are issues.
What?
What
do you mean?
You inherit a field. You inherit a plot of land.
Yeah.
You don't live there.
Yeah.
You don't live there.
So we're going to see that you... We're going
to
see... You right, we're going to see. You have to have a taina. In other words, when I say to you, "What are you doing in my house?" You have to have an answer plus the 3 years. You can't just say, "Well, I don't know. Here I am." That's nothing. The Gemara is going to say that on number base. That's nothing. You have to have an excuse. What are you doing with this land? I bought it from you. Don't you remember? I yarshened it. Don't you remember? You have to have something. We're going to see that we're going to see about a shtar. We're going to see all that. The parak will unfold and it will become crystal clear. The glaring question we must answer is, why is metaltolin different than karka? So there's a few approaches. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, there's a chazaka, it's a presumption, that I think is a fair presumption, that when people have things, it's not because they stole it. Someone has something, it's not stolen. They have something. They have it in their possession. What are you doing with that pen? I bought it. I found it. Someone gave it to me as a present. With the chazaka, people aren't a bunch of thieves. Right? That's why... If there is no chazaka, for example, the Gemara is going to say the other one, godros, animals that are not penned. There's no chazaka, it's yours. That animal could have wandered from anywhere. Then you know what? It doesn't belong to you. Or another one is an uman, a craftsman. An uman's not believed to say, this is mine. Why not? Because everyone drops off their shoes by the shoemaker. Oh, these are my shoes. What do you mean they're your shoes? 1,000 shoes in this place. You're a shoemaker. He's not believed. Or another, the Gemara has other cases in Shavuot, items that are frequently, what the gather of this is, I'm not sure, items that are frequently lent or loaned or leased. Again, the guy's not believed to say it's his. Why? Because normally not, there's very, very good chance it's not yours. Putting all that aside, when it comes to metaltolin, there's a presumption that it's yours. You're not a thief. And therefore, if someone walks over to you, taps you on the shoulder, says, what are you doing wearing my shirt? What do you mean, for my shirt? You're believed. We don't assume you're a thief. That's a presumption. Okay? There's also something called tfisa, which means I'm holding on to it. I'm holding on to it. I'm wearing the shirt. Ritosis is going to say, if you bundle up bundles of and put it in someone else's property, oh, that's mine over there. You bundled it in someone else's property, that's so fishy. That's not yours. We don't presume you to be a thief. Yeah, but it's a very suspicious thing that you did. You put stuff in someone else's. Why would anyone do that? So, the presumption. So, you need two things. You need a chazaka, right? Number one, it's a chazaka. There's a presumption that people are not thieves. And number two, you have tfisa. The whole machlok is we've shown him, can you have tfisa on land? Rabbi Sabolovsky said you cannot. He said you cannot have tfisa on land because you physically cannot hold land. I can hold a shirt, I can hold a pen, I can't hold land. That's a big discussion if that's even true. We're going to assume that you can possess land, and we're not going to take that path. Why is karka different? We asked a lot of questions, we haven't answered, so the bottom line is, why is karka different? So there's two basic approaches. The Ritva says, there's more than two, I'm only going to discuss two. The whole premise of metaltolin is, well, if he doesn't own it really, if he's not the legitimate owner, what's he doing with it? Right? That's the bottom premise. The premise, well, if it's not yours, if it's not my shirt, what am I doing with it? Ms. Thoma, it's my shirt. You want to take it away from me? Go bring a raya. That doesn't apply by land. That doesn't apply by land. I could walk onto that land just like you can. The whole presumption falls away by land. I'm on this land just like you're on this land. Right? The whole presumption doesn't make any sense when it comes to karka. Therefore, the rules are all different. Make sense? That's the Ritva's approach. Other Rishon had that approach.
Can't make it simpler?
What?
Can't make it simpler?
What's the simple way?
Something you can easily travel with. You can hold on to it.
That's basically the Rashbam's answer. The Rashbam says, because metaltolin are purchased without a lot of fanfare. You walk into a store and you buy a shirt. There's no, yeah, you have a receipt, but there's no star, there's no kit, it's not a big production, there's no attorneys. When you buy land, you have a star, there's a whole closing, it's a whole big production. What do you mean this is your land? Nobody remembers there was a closing, nobody has a star. All of a sudden you run to say it's yours? That's very fishy. When it comes to metaltolin, that's very reasonable. Listen, I'm wearing the shirt, everyone sees me wearing the same shirt. Now you come and say it's yours? Listen, I have the shirt. I've been wearing it all this time. You want to prove it's your shirt? Go bring a raya. When it comes to karka, nobody buys karka like that. Nobody buys karka on the fly. What would you do a store? I'm going to buy a house? No, it doesn't work that way. Where's the evidence? This karka was bought by you. It's so suspicious. There's no contract. There's no lawyers. There's no closing. No real estate agent. No, all of a sudden, now here you are. You say it's yours. It's very suspicious. Says the Rashbam, that's why we don't believe you. 3 years go by and no one says boo? That's a different story. After 3 years, no one woke up? Right? That's a long time. It's a long time to have someone sit in your living room and you don't say a word. That's a long time. Maybe a week, they'll let it go. The guy's homeless. 3 years, you let it go? That's crazy. So after 3 years go by and no one says boo, we assume it's yours. Less than 3 years? Where's the evidence? When it comes to metaltolin, there is no evidence. Nobody buys things like that. Metaltolin doesn't work that way. Karka, where's the evidence? You don't have evidence, we don't assume it's yours. Those are the two approaches that I decided to pick. There's a lot more approaches. The Rashbam also says karka can't be stolen. So the kinyonim, you're not allowed to steal karka. not a steel karka. But karka, the kinyonim of gzela don't apply by karka. Another reason, but these I thought were very two simple, basic, good reasons that will carry us through. No, make sense? Okay. So, if it's a tadir type of field, right, then it has the halacha was, it's 3 years day to day. It's a 3 year day to day. Not mamish day to day. For 3 solid years. Why 3 years day to day? So the Rebbeinu Gershom says, because a guy, we don't want someone to say, listen, I came to see what's going on in the field. Nobody was there. What am I protesting for? Nobody there. I came once a month. I came once every 3 months. Is anyone in my field? I'm away a lot, like you said. I'm away a lot, but I want to check on my field. I come by. Nothing's going. So what am I protesting about? There's nothing doing. It's empty. So no. You're right. That's a valid taina. So therefore, it has to be something that every day someone's there. Not mamish, every single day. That's already, the Rishon get into that, but that's the presumption. Every day, you were there. So the real owner can't ever say, listen, I came, it was empty. Who was I supposed to protest? I would love to protest, but I didn't see anybody. You know what? You're right. Every day somebody was there. Don't give me that baloney. Don't give me that. I came and there's nobody there. They're there every day. Why? It's a kind of field where you require somebody every single day. You came, you didn't see anybody, you're full of it. That can't be true. Okay? Therefore, it's every single day. What? Let's say Adam. Yeah, even Adam. Right? So the Adam, he sent Adam. I'm not going to schlep there. Yeah. We're going to get to that. The whole parak is on all the questions you have right now, all going to be taken care of over the next 30-something days. It's all going to get there. It really will. Right, just doing that basic. Next case. Sada habal, if it's a field of rainwater, which we presume doesn't have to be checked on every single day. Now we're going to say, Cheskasa shalashanim, it's 3 years also, but the enemy only on. Doesn't have to be from day to day. Now we're going to cut corners. Right? The last, we're going to be a machlokas. Is it 18 months or is it 14 months? But it's a machlokas. Again, what's the difference over here? Why are we being so different? Right. Right, and the guy should know, that's when I have to go check and see if anyone's there. I'm going to, of course, well, I'm going to go in the middle of the winter, of course there's nobody there. I'm going to go when people are supposed to be there. If I showed up and there's someone there, I'm going to protest. Because everyone knows this is the kind of field where you go. So now we have machlokas. Rishmal Omer, Gilma Chadasha. 3 months for Rishona, 3 months in the beginning. In other words, Rashi says it's the last 3 months of the year. The last 3 months of the year. Why? You're going to try to chop a harvest very fast in 3 months. Before Rosh Hashanah, then Gimel Bachrona, the same thing, and then we're going to have Shnei Masa Chodesh Be'emsa. So it's 3 months, 12 months, and then another 3 months. Sach Hakol Harei Yudches Chodesh, 18 months. Right, 18 months. Again, the first 3 months you're going to chop a harvest, then you have a full year, and then the last 3 months you're going to chop another harvest. Everybody knows that this is what's done. So the owner who's trying to protest had a duty to show up during the first 3 months, a whole year, and the last 3 months. He doesn't show up, he waved, he blows it. Okay? Rabbi Akiva Omer, just a detail machlokes. No, Chodesh Berishona, V'Chodesh Bachmona, V'Yud Beit Chodesh Be'emsa, it's 1, 12 and 1, Harei Yudalit Chodesh, that's 14 months. Amar Bishmal, B'Medav Amurim, when is all that true? That's true, B'Tzad Alavon. With a white field. What does a white field mean? That means a normal field. Right? That the entire field is harvested at one shot. That's what it means. The whole field harvested at one shot. Aval, besad the Elon, but if it's an orchard, which are harvested at different times, Kone says tvua. So first you koneth, Rashi says this means grapes. Rashi doesn't even say grapes, it means wine. Rashi says, Yayin shall gefonim, the wine of grapes. What's Rashi doing? Why is he focusing on the wine of grapes? First of all, tvua doesn't mean grapes. So right away you need a way, how does tvua come to grapes? Right? So that's not so hard. You know why? Because there's a pasuk that says, Lo sizra karmacha klein, you can get to tvua means grapes. Why does Rashi say wine? It's a kasha. Anyway, so you harvest the grapes, umas gezesav, or you harvest the olives, kodesh es kaito, or you bring in the dates, right? Harei elu gimel shanim. That's the equivalent of gimel shanim. Why? So the Adrama explains, because you are harvesting the maximum you could harvest. I'm today harvesting all the grapes. It's as if I have done a year's worth of work right now, one afternoon. Therefore, the harvest of the grapes is enough to establish a chazakah. The guy's supposed to know, he's supposed to be there to protest that one day, mamash, one day. It'll be considered as if you get the whole thing. Okay. So far, so good? Here we go. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Shamati, I heard, Meholchi Usha, from one of the people that was in Usha, Usha was one of the stations where the Sanhedrin was by the Gullus. One of the places was Usha. I heard, Shahayu Omrim, they said, Minayim lechazaka gimel shanim, how do you know there's a chazaka of 3 years? Where does 3 years come from? Where'd that come from? 3 years. Who made up that rule? 3 years. Tomorrow we're going to see, it's based on Navi, on Yirmiyo. But today we're going to have out of left field a Makar, very hard Makar to figure out. Like I said, on superficial level, this Gemara takes 5 minutes. What is going on in the Gemara is very hard. So, what's the Makar for 3 years? Where'd you get 3 years from? Says the Gemara, the Takanas Usha, the guy, the Sanhedrin Usha said, Mishar Muad, it's learned out of a Shomud. We all know that a Shar Tam is a Tam for three times. After the third time, it turns into a Muad. We all know that halacha. Just like Ma Shar Muad. Just like a Shar Muad. Kivan Shinagach Gimel Negichos. Once it gores three times. It gores three times, right? Nafak Le Micheskas Tam. It leaves the Tam. It leaves the world of Tam. Vikam Le Becheskas Muad. And it goes into the world of Muad. Right? Hachanami, here too, Kivan de Achlos Tlas Shnin, since you've been sitting there for 3 years, living in this land, eating this fruit for 3 years, and no one said a word to you, Nafak Le Merishas Mocher, it leaves the property of the seller. Seller wakes up, this is mine. The buyer says, what do you mean you sold it to me? He says, no, I never sold it to you. Yeah, but for 3 years I've been sitting here eating. You didn't say a word for 3 years. So just like three negichos changes something from a tam to a muad, so too, where are we? Kivan d'achlos tlaf shenin, novak le'mershus mocher, v'kayam le'mershus lokeach. You hear? It leaves the rishus of the seller, it goes to the rishus of the buyer. You hear? You like that pshat? What's the connection between shor muad and chesed gimel shanim? Nothing. Nothing at all. They have nothing to do with each other. What? So shkoyach, because they both have the number three? That's what it is? That's a very, what? How do we know that? How do you know that? We know it's three. Ask any kid, where do you get, how long after? 3 years. Where do you get that from? From Shor Muad? I never would have said that. We're going to get to that number base. But the Gemara is going to answer that question in a minute. No, we assume, the Gemara is going to assume that it's the fourth time it gores, it's already a Shor Muad. Right? Which would mean that it really has to wait 4 years. Right? The Gemara is going to answer that question in a minute. Yeah?
Why can't you like
this comparison? No, it's a very theoretical comparison. What? Oh, we're going to get to that. The answer is he lost it. He doesn't have it. If he has a star, then the ABC, that's a, what? There's no one around. There are Edim, he's been there for 3 years. That we have. But it's all we have. Right? It's all we have. So it's a very difficult comparison. No, you think it makes it very difficult. Because Shor Muad is in a world of Shor Muad. It has nothing to do with each other. So, what? Ah. So, what? What?
The old owner, he's supposed to now that he's a...
Right, we're going to get to that in a minute. What you're saying is Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat, just like three gorings changes the status of an animal from a tam into a muad. Why? Because it's three times they've been doing the same action. And it becomes rugil. It changes status from a tam to a muad. So too, 3 years changes the status from him to him. That's Rashi's Prat. Right? That's Rashi's Prat. Makes sense. The Rishonim was struggling how to make sense out of it. Tells a different shot. So too, just like a Sharmuad, now that it's gored 3 times, what do we say now? It's really a Muad from day one. Right? So you always have a Muad. The halacha is, let's say I'm the victim of a Shartam. Right? I'm the victim of a Shartam. I get paid Chatzi Nezek. Now, a month later, it's now a Sharmuad already. Can I go back to the owner and say, now pay me the other half? Now it's a Muad? No, no one says you could do that. Right? No one holds like that. Right? No one holds you could do that. But, it's very interesting that Tosfos, in some level, we view it this way. It was really always a Muad. It was always a Muad. But what? It takes 3 times for the truth to come out. So too, he always owned it. The guy always owned it. It just took 3 years to us to verify it. But it's not shtar. But he always was the owner from day one. So Tosfos and Rashi arguing when he becomes the owner. According to Rashi, he only becomes the owner now after year 3. And according to Tosfos, is the owner from day one? Maybe. The Stipler has a shayla about that. The Stipler says, any chazaka. We wrote it down over here. For example, by a Sharmuad, after three times, now it's a Sharmuad. What about the first 3 times? It was not a Sharmuad, it was a Shartam. Or you could say, no, the third time reveals what it was from day one. Says the Stipler, obviously we're holding by the second approach. No one says that he owned it only in that song from today. Who says that? We're all agreeing. Rashi seems to say that. But the Stipler says no one says that. Maybe in theory, but not Lamaisa. Lamaisa, who owned this field for 3 years? The buyer. He's been living there for 3 years. From day one, he owned it. What are we waiting for 3 years? Yeah, it took 3 years for us to mevarer it. That's all it took. Right? But from day one, he owned it. Okay. Make sense? Okay. Now that we got all the kinks out, just going to read the Gemara straight because... just one more thing. The Ramban, who I said before, finds this very, very difficult. He focuses on the animal itself. He says that after three gorings, the animal leaves the chazaka of tam. When animal's born, it's a chazaka, it's a tam. Every animal is a tam by nature. It leaves the chazaka of tam and enters into, and it becomes a muad. So too, after 3 years, it leaves the chazaka of the seller and it goes to the chazaka of the buyer. What's the difference between him and Tosfos? It sounds like it's hair splitting. Right? So there's a lot here. Yo, what do you want? Okay. According to the Ramban, it could be that the seller has to bring a raya that it was he never sold it. In other words, the burden is now comes on him. Now that we have a chazaka of 3 years, right? The burden now becomes, we're assuming it belongs now to the buyer. The seller says, this is baloney, this is a lie, it's all not true. Yeah, to go bring a raya, now there was never a sale, which is an impossibility. What? No, it's an impossibility. It's an impossibility. Okay? Okay. Now, I'm up to the third line from the bottom. Imar Shar Hamuad. What about a Shar Hamuad? Ad Gicha Revius Lo Mechayev. He's not Chayev till the fourth time. Right? First 3 times is a Shar Tam. Hachanami here too. Ad Shana Revius Lo Kayem Revishusei. Until the fourth year, it shouldn't be true. There should be no Chazaka till the fourth year. Right, Simcha? Should be no Chazaka. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, what are you talking about? Hasam, over there by the short tam, Michi Nagach Shalosh Negichos, once it gores 3 times, it's automatically called a Sharmuad. Once it gores 3 times, it's called a Sharmuad. Aye, the Idach, but Kilo Nagach, my Mishalim. If it doesn't gore again, who's it paying? It's called a Sharmuad right now. Happens to be, the ax is not going to have to pay anybody unless it gores a fourth time. Does that mean it's not called a muad? Of course it's called a muad. You hear? The only difference is, you don't have to pay anybody if you don't do any more damage. You still call it a mu'ud. You walk down the street, there's a big sticker, this animal's a mu'ud. It didn't do any damage yet the fourth time. So what? It's still a mu'ud. Right? Make sense? Hacha, over here, kivan de achla tlath shni, once 3 years are done, kaimalei b'rishusa, it belongs to him. It belongs to him. The difference is that when it comes to a shor, you need another step. The other step is it has to damage somebody. But it's still called a mu'ad. The status, however you want to look at that status change, it still happened. The only thing is, there's no consequence yet until there's a damage. Fine, very good. El mi'ata, but if that's true, chazaka she'ein ima taina tahavi chazaka. A chazaka without a taina should be a good chazaka. Like I said, I tap you on the shoulder. What are you doing in my land? I don't know. I've been here for 3 years. That's nothing. That's not a good taina. If you say, what do you mean? You sold it to me. I yarshined it. That'll be good. But if we're comparing it to shor ha'mu'ad, what's the difference? Shor ha'mu'ad is a taina. 3 times. That's all 3 years. Whether you have a taina or not. The animal damaged 3 times? Yes, it becomes a mu'ad. That's all. What do I need tainas for? We said before, it makes no sense if you don't have a taina. Why should there be? If you're comparing it to shor ha'mu'ad, who needs tainas? So the Gemara says, Alav HaTanan, why do we learn later on in this parak? Kol chazaka she'ein imo taina. Any chazaka that is not accompanied with a taina, ain't a chazaka. It's not a chazaka. Answers the Gemara, Taima by Damrinon, why do we require a taina? Dilma kida amahashta. Because maybe it's true what the person's saying. Right? We have no idea who's telling the truth over here. We have no idea. Therefore, hashti loton anan litonle. If you don't have a taina, we're not going to taina for you. In other words, I come, what are you doing in my land? I don't know. I've been here for a while, I don't know. No one's making, you don't have nothing, you have no taina. Without a taina, it could be I'm telling the truth. We're not going to taina for you. The whole comparison doesn't make any sense. To say that just because there's no taina by a mu'ad, there should be no taina by cheskes abatim, that doesn't make any sense. Yes, we're comparing the three and the three. That's all we're comparing. The underlying fundamental metzias of the two cases are entirely different. Okay? Which begs the question. It's so different. What are we comparing? That's the problem here. What are we comparing? It's so different. We're going to see again. There's still more different. Now the Gemara Dana Kasha. Masik of the Ravira, El Miata, but if it's true that we're comparing Mu'ad to Cheskes Abatim, Macha Shlo Bafanov, Lo Tahavi Macha, a Macha not in the presence of the guy who's the Mukzak, the guy who's living there, should not be good. Do me the Shor Mu'ad, so it's like a Shor Mu'ad. Ma Shor Mu'ad, Bafanov, Be'inon, so it's like a Shor Mu'ad. You have to warn the animal, you have to warn the owner. It can't just be a random event. It has to be warnings in advance, Macha to the guy's face. We need actually Bafanov. And we know, we're going to learn later in the Masechta, it doesn't have to be Bafanov. So how could it be? So the Gemara says again, Hasam Behuad Rabbilov Ksiv. But when it comes to Mu'ad, it's a Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Behuad Rabbilov. You must warn the owner of the ox that there's a problem here. And you better be careful. The animal's becoming violent. You have to warn the animal, you have to warn the owner to his face. Hacha, when it comes to land, Chavra chavra chisle. Everybody's got friends, no? The chavra chavra chisle. Everybody's got more friends. In other words, if I see that someone's sitting on my friend's land, I'm going to tell somebody. What's going on over here? Did he sell the land? I've seen this other guy over here sitting here harvesting. What's going on here? Did he sell it? And then the rumors start spreading, and someone tells someone, and then it'll get back to the owner. So who? You have to be so machbid, you got to warn the guy to his face? Absolutely not. When it comes to Shor Mu'ad, it's a verse of pasuk. The pasuk says, you must warn the owner, be careful, your ox is becoming violent. You must warn the guy. Here? The macha has to be a bafanov? Everyone's got friends. The word will spread. Therefore, again, they're not different. They're not the same. That's not a kasha. Next. Now, Ula Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, to Amar who said, Richuk Negichas of Chayiv, that let's say you warn the animal or you warn the owner on 3 consecutive days. He says, everyone holds that's good. What about 3 times in 1 day? So that's the machlokas in Meir and Yehuda. Where Meir Yehuda says, no, that's no good. It has to be three consecutive days. Where Meir says, no, can it be the same day? Why? He says, it's obvious. Richot nigichas of chayiv. If it's far away, the warnings is chayiv. Kerv nigichas and lokolshkein. So for sure, if they're close by, it's going to be, for sure that's going to be good. We had that above a comma. Right? So for sure it's going to be good. So if that's true, listen to this. Let's say you eat three fruits in the same day. Kigon, for example, te'ena. Te'ena are figs. Figs, Rashi explains, they mature, let's say they can even mature three times in one day. So in the morning, I'll harvest the mature ones. In the afternoon, I'll harvest now the ones that got mature in the afternoon. And in the evening, I'll harvest, I made three harvests in one day. That's not 3 years. I did it in one day. According to a mayor, that's good for warning an animal. Shouldn't that be good for a chazakah? I'll get a chazakah. That's 3 years. It's one day. Why? It's three harvests. Would that work? Says the Gemara. Dumi de sharmur. Ma sharmur bi'idna ditzlei. I'm sorry. The answer, no, that's an answer. Ma sharmur. No, you know why sharmur is? Because bi'idna ditzlei ha'indigicha, less than ha'indigicha. No. When the animal gores in the morning, it didn't gore yet in the afternoon. There's no goring yet in the afternoon. That's shayach. Hacha, but over here, be'idna nami, be'idna de'isya lahai peira, less the lahai peira. When, I'm sorry, how do you read that? Hacha nami, here too, be'idna de'isya lahai peira, less the lahai peira. Oh, it has to be that when you harvested one crop, the other crop was not in existence yet. Just like, when animal gored in the morning, it didn't gore a second time yet. There's got to be time. Right? You can't have three in one shot. One, then one, then one. So too, the harvest has to be one. There's nothing else to harvest. Another thing, and a third thing. Here, all the figs are in the field. It's just not right. That's not considered three harvests. That's really the same thing. Just they're not ready. So the Gemara is going to keep asking the same question about this issue. So the Gemara says, what about the following case? What if it takes 3 days? Kigon tzlaf. For example, the tzlaf, that says the caper bush, whatever that is, it's some kind of bush where you can harvest it in three consecutive days. Each one gets ready, not the same day, but in three consecutive days. And we're assuming now that what? That when you harvested one, the second part was not there yet. Not there yet at all. Comes up the next day. Then the third thing wasn't there yet either. So it's just like three gorings. So it's like three gorings. So the Gemara says no. Lahave chazaka, let it be a chazaka. So the Gemara says no. Hasam peira miha isya. At least, but the fruit's still here. The fruit's still here. Happens to be, where is it? It's under the ground. Didn't come up yet. That's the same thing. You know what? It's really here. When it comes to three gorings, one has nothing to do with the other. It didn't happen yet. Here, it's mamash, the same fruit, the same bush. What's shot? Okay, it's underneath. It's going to come up tomorrow. That's not the same thing. Umigmarhu de kagamar v'azil, and it's just going to come up and it's going to complete itself. But you know what? It's the same fruit, same bush. Therefore, don't tell me this is considered a different negicha. Okay. What about this? Achla tlasa peri b'tlasin yomi. What if he eats three fruit in 30 days? Kigon, for example, aspasta. Aspasta is like animal food. So you're going to harvest it. It grows very fast. So you wait a few days, you harvest it. You wait a few days, you harvest it. You wait a few days, you harvest it. So in 30 days, he did it three times. Is that considered a chazaka for 3 years? So the Gemara says, let it be a chazaka. So the Gemara says, hey chidami, how could that be? Kidikadich va'achla, kidikadich va'achla. If you let it grow and you cut it off, you let it grow and you cut it off, that can't be. Hasam mishamet hu dekam mishamet. Va'achal. Right? You didn't let it grow. You cut it too early. You didn't let it fulfill its potential yet. That's not considered a chazakah. Chazakah means three harvests. Here, what'd you do? You waited, you chopped it before it even grew. That's not considered a harvest. That wouldn't be a good chazakah. So the Gemara says, what if you eat three times in 3 months? Kigon aspasta. Like, for example, aspasta. 3 months, each month, it's fully harvested. But you know what? In 3 months, you have done three harvests. That should be a good chazakah. And the Gemara is going to say, you know what? That's exactly right. Lehevi Chazaka. So the Gemara says, Man Holche Usha. Who are these people from Usha? Who are these people? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel. And you know what? It's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah, that's exactly what he said. Rabbi Shmuel Hachanami. He said the same thing. Ditnan, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Pemet Dvam Amurim. When is everything true? That it takes 3 years from day to day. That was by a stale oven. Aval b'steilam, but if it's an orchard, what did we say? Kone says tvuaso, you could harvest grapes. Umasik as zeisav, harvest olives. Kone says kaitso, harvest figs. Hare'elu gimel shanim, hare'elu gilbel shanim. Then you got your 3 years. No, that's the next thing. No, that's not the next thing. Hare'elu gimel shanim. Is it 3 solid years? Of course not. What is it? It's 3 months. But Joshua could be Shmuel said in our Mishnah that harvesting everything in one day is considered 3 years. Why? Because you've maximized the harvest of that fruit. So too, if you do aspasta in 3 months, it'll be the same thing. And you know what? That's exactly true. According to Rishmoel, that's pshat. Now, that's the end of the daf. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Li Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon who reject this whole thing, how do they know Chesed Zil Moshanim? Right? That's what we're going to stop here, because now we're going to a new topic. Right? So, who's the Rabbanon? Everybody else. Right? So Rabbi Shmuel must be a Das Yachid. What? Right, so Rabbi Kiva also. They're just talking on the detail, on the months. But they held the same thing. Right. So who's the Rabbanon? Everyone except Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And not only that, Rashi says that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are not even arguing on the Tanna Kamma. They're just explaining the Tanna Kamma. That's the Machlokas also. Right? Then everyone holds from this. So why wouldn't everyone hold from this? Right, so who's the Rabbanon according to Rashi? Who's the Rabbanon? Who now argues on this? Right? So like we said, very difficult makar. Superficially, this Gemara is a good, perfect Dafyomi Gemara, right? You read the whole thing in 20 minutes, perfect. If you scratch a little, it's very, very difficult. The comparison, it's like apples and oranges. So it takes a long time to go through the comparison. We touched on it a little bit. We did our best to get a good introduction. And we will resume, not tomorrow, we'll resume on Rosh Hashanah. First day of Rosh Hashanah. What? It's on the calendar. It was only sent out like 4 times today, the Rosh Hashanah calendar.
I don't get the...
You don't get the email? Yeah. Everyone have a good Yontif and a good Yar. We should have only Simchas and Atzilus.